The bonfire controversies just keep coming. Action is being demanded on so-called rogue bonfires that are not part of council-run management schemes. Yesterday, a foreigner's out sign was removed from one bonfire being built in East Belfast. There has also been complaints about bonfires in Antrim and beside a hotel in Sandy Row in Belfast as well. DUP MP Gavin Robinson joins us. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, Vinny. How are you keeping?
Not too bad, not too bad. So let's start off, Gavin, by talking about this, the foreigner's out sign, which has been removed from the bonfire in East Belfast.
Yes, it has been. And I think all credit goes to those in our community who don't stand up for praise, but who get involved, do the hard work, and are committed to see the community celebrate culture in an appropriate, safe and sensible way. The pallet yesterday, which had what was a disgraceful sign, was unhelpful, it was unwelcome, and I mean, in my view, it was appalling. So I'm delighted that those who are engaged most directly encourage the removal of it.
Because on the front page of the Irish News this morning, Gavin, it does have a picture of this bonfire in construction with the pallet with foreigners out written on it. But it's not fair to say this is something that happens across all bonfire sites in Northern Ireland. There are some that are very well run and that people really look forward to each year.
Absolutely. It's a huge part of unionist and loyalist culture. It's tied in with celebrations around the 12th of July.
But Gavin, every year there is a problems do raise their heads every year when it comes to bonfires. Why is that? Why can we not get it right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to say, we should focus on the positive work that the councils do right across Northern Ireland with bonfire management schemes that engage people, that encourage people not to burn carcinogens, for example, tires that are going to be damaging to the health of the community around them, that keep them safe, that keep them tidy.
Gavin, are people still just flouting the rules, whether it's things like this or burning tires when they know they shouldn't?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, the focus is always negative. But let's focus on the fact that in Belfast, there are over 50 bonfire sites that are positively engaged in the bonfire management scheme. There are two or three that fall outside of that scheme. And from my perspective, the job then is to engage that little bit more hard, to engage positively and indicate to those who have not yet joined the scheme that there are huge benefits for them, for their local community.
So you're,
can celebrate in a way which is positive.
You're talking about benefits there for people that do stick by the rules, but what about those that flout it? What kind of consequences are there for those that just say, you know what, I'm just going to do what I want?
Yeah, well, there's two things. The first is if they have been engaged in the bonfire management scheme, there are penalties for those who don't adhere to the rules. And those penalties have been imposed, I know from Belfast perspective, imposed over the last number of years. But more importantly, it's not for me or other elected representatives to threaten or to punish. We have.
But then, if there's no danger at the end, if you can do what you want without really any kind of comeback.
If you listen, Vinny, what I'm going to say is we have PSNI, who should be proactively engaged. We have the housing executive, who by and large own a lot of the wasteland in which bonfires are held on. They need to be much more proactive, as do, I have to say, the councils. There's nothing more frustrating when you look to statutory agencies and you ask them not only to get involved, but to fine people for illegal dumping, to fine people for fly tipping, to fine people for destroying the look of their local community, for bringing harm to the local community. They're not there. And they let our communities down.
There's also the issue as well, Gavin, that when people, whatever kind of authority it is, tries to intervene, then people rebel against the law and people trying to put restrictions on them. And so intervening can cause more problems.
And that's why I started off by saying it's about positive engagement. It's about showing people that working within the management schemes that your council have is a good thing, that there are benefits for those who want to organise the bonfire, but also for the local community at large. And that if celebrations are carried out in accordance with the rules, in accordance with health and safety procedures, in accordance with the support the council asks for, then actually it's a win-win situation for all.
I understand what you're saying, Gavin, but I've been working on this show for about 7 years now, and every year we get complaints from residents and people that are saying, this is my community that are doing this, and I am not happy. And some would say that the people that maybe don't subscribe to these, the council-run schemes, if they're not part of that anyway, the chances are, if you're told you can't do that, no, you're not allowed to do that, then they won't care anyway because they're not part of that scheme. They're, let's not say rogue, they're out there on their own anyway because they feel there's no repercussion for not doing what they're meant to do.
And there has always been, from the council's perspective, a carrot and stick approach. There's a consequence for not engaging.
What are those consequences?
Or huge benefits for engaging. Well, by and large, you'll have community organisations who want to build up a relationship with the council. They want to get assistance and support from the council. And those that don't play ball and don't engage in the system often find that doors for other avenues are not open for them. But my aspiration is that you engage positively. And even if you take the example that you mentioned in East Belfast, last year the threat was to homes. Last year the size and the scale of the bonfire was one that was going to put people's lives in danger, that led to people leaving their homes. This year the bonfire has been moved away, farther down onto a car park site away from homes. This year we have assurances it'll not be the same size or scale that caused such difficulty last year. And even though, and I say this, even though it is outside a scheme, and even though there are still significant problems with it, engagement is showing to work.
You mentioned, Gavin, more the carrot and stick approach. So should there be more stick, maybe less carrot?
Well, I would like to see. I would like to see the statutory agencies step up more appropriately. There's a bonfire not too far from where I live, and they started collecting on Easter Sunday. They've been collecting for months. When I talk to the housing executive, they're not interested. Are they going to take enforcement action? No, they're not. Are they going to remove the waste that is there and patently will not form part of the bonfire? No, they won't.
So as a DUP MP, Gavin, you're saying that basically you want more enforcement from whatever authorities. If that's a housing executive, if it's a council, you're saying there should be more done for those that flaunt the rules.
I would like to see more action. Very often, when you pick up the phone and you say, I'm calling you about a bonfire, what you get is inaction. What you get are reasons why there can't be a response. None of this is easy. Hmm. But what I will say is that it's only through the continued positive persuasion within the community, for the community and of the community, that we will get positive resolutions where there are a few numbers of difficulties. Not all bonfire sites are problems.
Of course.
The vast majority celebrate appropriately, culturally. They are a significant part of the celebratory calendar in our country, and the vast majority are entirely positive for those minority.
Because there's people obviously that have to leave their homes when the bonfires come. There's obviously we were talking recently about the play park that had to be dismantled and moved away because it was so close it would have melted if the bonfire went ahead where it was. There's also the issue, Gavin, and I know it's difficult to get around this, but for the authorities, if you're wanting them to step in, you could have some poor council worker that then is being asked to approach a site where people, and once again, people they celebrate, they want to celebrate the 12th. They see this as something positive for their community, as you've said yourself. And then you've got this person that's come in that maybe lives miles away and has nothing to do with it, and they've been sent in to intervene. Yeah, difficult position for them.
I've been in that position before. I've been in the position where DRD will not act, where DRD's contractor refuses to act, where the council have then had to get a contractor who will act, but only under police supervision. So, I know that when things go wrong, these issues are not easily resolved, and there are many who are prepared to comment, but few are prepared to do the hard graft. And when you mention people leaving their homes last year, from that point, there have been a small group of people in East Belfast who have been meeting right throughout the year to make sure that that doesn't happen this year, that those issues that were a difficulty last year do not feature again, and that work is paying off. We are seeing the fruits of that labour, and it's not easy. And I'm not saying it all will be all right on the night, but that engagement is important. And from my perspective, that's engagement I want to encourage and support as best I can.
Gavin, I know you're pushed for time. I want to play this. It's a short interview with Sinn Féin MLA Declan Kearney. I was talking to him earlier, just before we came on air, about bonfire sites in Antrim.
In Antrim town at the moment, we have a series of rogue bonfires which are currently under construction, specifically in Dublin Road, the notorious Ballycraigie site, and also at Rathkyle. And basically these particular bonfires are outside any form of regulation. They're being built by very small, unrepresentative groups. And they are creating an absolute scourge upon and an invasion of local community life within the immediate vicinities of those three sites at Ballycraigie, Dublin Road and Rathkay.
So what are people on the ground saying to you, Declan?
There's a great deal of anger at the wanton disregard for the upkeep of the areas. All three sites have become rubbish tips as the materials have been gathered over the last period of months. The Dublin Road site in particular is a disgrace.
So what should be done then, Declan? Bearing in mind this is obviously quite a sensitive issue and you don't want things to get worse when people intervene.
No, what we need to see is an engagement which leads to a regulation of all bonfires across the north and including those in Antrim Town at this particular time, which are without any form of regulation. It's also important to underscore the fact that they serve no cultural purpose when we actually see these kind of environmental hazards being built on people's doorsteps. And unfortunately, the sad reality in Antrim Town, in relation particularly to the Ballycraigie site, is that these rogue bonfires have become synonymous with the worst types of obscene sectarian hate crime. I'm writing to the police this week. I'm writing to the PSNI tomorrow to request that the PSNI locally put in place appropriate measures to ensure that if there is any type of hate crime which takes place over the 11th, 12th of July at these
because of course,
sites,
of course, Declan, though, there will be loyalists saying that Sinn Féin, this is Sinn Féin once again having a go at our culture. Some loyalists will say this is just Sinn Féin on the back of people that want to celebrate around the 12th of July.
On the contrary, my view and that of my party is that we need a zero tolerance policing and political approach to all forms of bonfires which serve no form of cultural expression, which are an invasion of community life and which represent environmental hazards. And that's across all sections of the community,
Mark,
whether that is emanating from within the unionist section of the community or the national section of the community.
Okay, Mark H. Durkin, I think it was last year, he suggested, he floated the idea of licensing from bonfires. Is that something that you want to see brought in?
Whichever measures we adopt, it is absolutely imperative that these rogue bonfires are brought under control, they are pulled into line, and that they are subject to regulation in order that those who are involved in building them are held to account.
So obviously this is some sort of legislation, so this would be some sort of licensing, so you would apply for a bonfire, and then whether you're for, let's not forget as well of course that the Republican communities during the summer, they also would have bonfires, so regardless of what area of the community you come from, you would apply for this and it would go through some sort of process.
Irrespective of what section of the community is involved, there must be compliance with the law. And that is both in relation to standards of environmental protection, but also in relation to ensuring that there is no form of sectarian hate crime perpetrated in and around the vicinity of these bonfires or on these bonfires. And that's regardless to whether the bonfire is being built within a nationalist area or a unionist area or a mixed area, as would be the case in relation to Dublin Road and Rathkay, where these are mixed population areas.
Okay. Declan Kearney, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Gavin, more regulation, maybe licensing for bonfires?
Well, I mean, at the moment, what I can say is I know that there are conditions attached to the support that comes from councils. I know that the LCC, that an East Belfast Act and East Belfast Alternatives are positively engaged and want to see people work within the rules laid down by the council. What I would say is, I mean, I'm not sure if Declan still holds the role of unionist engagement champion within Sinn Féin. But to mention a number of difficult sites and not to focus on the scores of sites which engage positively, which express their culture positively, that engage in programmes which are supported by Sinn Féin councillors right throughout Northern Ireland, does a disservice to the engagement that I think needs to take place.
Of course, and I guess, Gavin, nobody is suggesting that there is a problem with every bonfire that happens across Northern Ireland, regardless of the time of year, and Declan would probably say that he's focusing on ones that he sees there is an issue with.
Yeah, and I wonder what is he doing proactively, rather than being critical publicly. I wonder what he is doing proactively to assist.
what he is doing proactively to encourage those in the local community who don't want to see tires burned, as an example that we see in Antrim, a negative impact for the community. Don't want to see that. What is he doing positively to engage it? It's easy to come on and criticise, but the hard work that goes on behind the scenes is what my focus is, and what I think is the only way in which we're going to get a positive solution to what, in many individual instances, can be an intractable problem.
Gavin, just before you go, I want just to go back to something you mentioned earlier. You've been quite clear this morning that you want to see more action from authorities for those who flaunt the rules where needed.
Yes, I would like to see whenever help is required, whenever illegal dumping is taking place, whenever the local community are saying we need assistance from those who are empowered within our community to do it, I would like to see an appropriate response.
Okay. Gavin Robinson, thank you very much for coming on this morning.